Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Chaf Vav Menachos 26. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara brings a dispute about when exactly the remnants of the Mincha, the Shirayim of the Mincha, are permitted to be eaten by the Kohanim. We know that in order for the remnants of the Mincha to be eaten, the Kometz first needs to be offered, the handful of flour or grain with oil that was taken from the Mincha. So that was brought upon the altar, and only after that time was the rest of the Mincha able to be eaten. But the question is, when exactly was that Kometz considered to have been brought? So the Gemara says, Kometz me'imasai, from what point, from when this Kometz hit the fire, was it able to be permitted? And Matir Shirayim Ba'achila, from what point does it allow the Shirayim to be eaten? So the Gemara brings a dispute about this matter. Rabbi Hanina says, Misha Meshala Ba'as Ha'or, from the moment where the fire touches the Kometz, not that it dominates the majority of the Kometz, but that where it just touches the Kometz a little bit, at that point the remnants would be permitted to be eaten. But Rabbi Yochanan's position was, Misha Tatzis Ba'as Ha'or Berubo, not when the fire touches it, but when the fire is dominating the majority of the Kometz. And so that's a later period, so moments later than the initial opinion of Rabbi Hanina. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda bar Rav Yitzchak, Azbroach Taimad Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I'm going to explain to you Rabbi Yochanan's logic, and it's based upon the verse from Genesis chapter 19, verse 28. This verse refers to the destruction of Sodom, and it says, Vihine Allah Kitor Haaretz Kikitor HaKivshan. Behold, the smoke of the land went up like the smoke of a furnace. And there it uses the word Kitor, in this context meaning smoke, and says the Braisa Ein Kivshan Malakitor. And Rabbi Yochanan explains that the furnace does not give up smoke Ad Shetatzis Haor Berubo, until the majority of the flame has gone over what it is burning. And so we see from here that in order for an oven to give up smoke, the majority of what's there needs to be burning. And so too the same thing applies with respect to the Menachos. Now, where it states, again, the same word, Kitor, Viktira Kohen Es Azkarasa, and so we're going to say it's not going to be considered this technical term of Kitor, which is what the Mitzah requires, until the majority of the Kometz has been burnt. That is the logic of Rabbi Yochanan. So comes along Ravin Bar Rav Adol, and he says to Rava, Amri Talmid Dach Amar Rav Amram, that your student said in the name of Rav Amram, that there is a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Zos Torasa Oa, quotes the verse from Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2. This is the teaching of the Oa, Amokdal Mizbeach Kol HaLaila, that it was burning on the altar all night until the morning, V'esha Mizbeach Tukad Bo, and so the fire is burning on it. So the Braisa learns from this verse certain laws with respect to which sacrifices should be brought during the day and which can even be brought at night. And says the Braisa, Ainli Eladvarm Shadarkali Karav Belaila, I only know from this verse that there are certain things which, generally speaking, can be brought at night. Like, for example, the Evarim Upidarim, the limbs of the Oa and the fats of the Oa, Shemalon Umaktiran Mibo HaShemesh, that one can even bring them up on the altar even after nightfall, Misachon Vachochin Kolaila Kua, and then they could be burning on the altar all night. How do I know Dvarim Shadarkali Karav Biyom? How do I know that this law applies, that they can burn all night, even those things that are, generally speaking, only brought during the day, like the Kometz of this flour that we've been talking about, the Lavona, the Ketores, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohan Mashiach, the frankincense, the Ketores, the incense, the Mincha of the Kohanim, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha of the Libations, Shemalon Maktir Miboa Shemesh, that they can be brought up after nightfall. So the Gemara says, but you just said that they have to be brought during the day. So it means Imboa Shemesh, that they must be brought up before nightfall. Shehayu, Gemara explains, Shemisachim v'chochin kol laila, that they were burning the entire night. And so we see from here that these things were brought during the day and burning the entire night. And so therefore, we see that even though they were not completely burnt, they were still burning the entire night. And so the Gemara is going to ask that question. But when the sun sets, we haven't found, it's possible that they weren't burning the whole night, and the majority wasn't burnt, and we still allow
allow it to be burnt and go up on the altar? So the Gemara says, yeah, because there's two distinctions. One is likot, kan lahatir. With respect to it going on the altar, it needs to have been come up a little bit before sunset, but it doesn't need to have been the majority be burnt. But with respect to allowing the shirayim to be eaten, then we say that that Rabbi Yochanan would interpret that braisa to mean that the majority of it needs to be burnt. But we see from here, one of the things that the Mishnah lists as something that is supposed to go up during the day is the ketores, is the incense. And this actually became a point of a proof about a debate about the prayer that we say today to remember the ketores, the incense going up on the altar, which is called pituma ketores, or colloquially known as en kelokeinu, which according to the Torah is supposed to be brought up, is supposed to be said at night and during the day. And the Torah is basing this upon Rav Amram Gaon in his Siddur of Amram, one of the earliest sources, who says that the Torah was brought at night, and therefore the prayer is said at night. So this, our Gemara says specifically that the Torah is brought during the day. So how could the Torah and Rav Amram Gaon say this, that the Torah should be, the Ein Kol Kenu should be said at night? Our custom is to say it during the day, but it's a question on the Torah and Rav Amram Gaon. So the Be'er Sheva explains, no, what it means that the Torah was said at night is exactly like the Maariv prayer, which talks about the offerings, and not that they were offered during the day, but they burnt on the altar all night. So to the Ketores, we would, according to this approach of the Torah and Rav Amram, would be said at night because it was burning on the altar all night. Our custom is to say it in the morning, and some traditions also say it in the afternoon. Today, the only custom that some customs are to say it at night, on Motzei Shabbos, as a segula, but not to fulfill the remnant of the Pitumak Torah.